Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everybody's doing okay. Thanks for listening to us. Shane and Bruce, Chad back in the studio, getting ready to make our State Farm picks of the week. Try to get over the Mendoza line. We two of us are at even 500, State Farm and myself, and Bruce is right there knocking on the door, just two games back. Paul Brooks joins us now from State Farm. Hey, Paul, you elected to come back. That's awesome. Thanks.
Well, thanks for having me.
We didn't scare you off after week one. Everything's okay?
Not too bad. I'm doing all right. I'm doing
very
all right,
good. Thanks. Very good. Very good. We're glad to hear it. All right, the games that we'll pick. Three involve the Chiefs. K-State against Iowa State, Bedlam in Oklahoma, the game of the week in the Big Ten, plus Monday Night Football, the Rams and the Buccaneers. All right, here we go. Let's start it off. I am an even 34-34, the definition of average. And the first game that we'll pick is Kansas City and the Las Vegas Raiders. KC is coming off a bye and also once beaten. And it was at the hands of the Raiders, who played a near-perfect game in Arrowhead a few weeks back. This will be in primetime, Sunday Night Football in Las Vegas, no fans. But I don't think it'll matter. Coming off a bye and the bus driver gate, you know, the victory lap thing, all that being thrown in there, give me Kansas City to cover that 7.5. Bruce, you are 33-35, but on a surge, trying to catch up with us. Who you got, the Raiders or the Chiefs?
Kansas City. Payback is a something, and it's going to be one for the Raiders. Everything points to Kansas City in this game. Chiefs big.
Okay, so there's two for two for Kansas City. Paul Brooks for State Farm. You like the Chiefs or the Raiders here, Paul?
Yeah, I think I'll have to go with the Chiefs as well. Andy Reid has a pretty good record coming off a bye week. That's kind of hard to go against that, and then I don't believe he's ever lost twice to the same team in one year, so it's hard to see that the Raiders would sneak up on us, the Chiefs again this time. So I'm going with the Chiefs that they'll cover that 7.5-point spread there.
Both things true. Never lost twice in the division as a Chiefs coach, and is really good coming off of a bye, so maybe that's bad news for the Raiders. All right, Bruce, you go first here. It's the total. Over under 56.5 points Sunday night in Las Vegas.
Oh, man, the Chiefs are going to score a bunch of points. It's a question of how much the Raiders score, right? I think I'm going to go under.
Under, huh? Okay.
I think so.
Under 56.5. Paul, you're up next. Total score, over under 56.5 points.
I kind of think, too, the second time around, the defenses are a little bit more dominant. I'll go with under.
All right, you guys are crazy. I'm taking the over. It's 42-28. That's plenty.
Wow.
So I'll take the over.
All right.
All right, Paul, you go first for State Farm on this one. This is a prop. Who's going to have more rushing yards in the Raiders-Chiefs game? Josh Jacobs of the Raiders or all of the Chiefs combined?
Yeah, that's kind of a tough one. Sometimes the Chiefs' offense goes in a where they don't run the ball very much, you know. But then there also is that Buffalo game a while back where they just continually pounded in.
Yep.
So I think the defense is going to hold Josh Jacobs in control, and maybe a running game takes a little pressure off the passing game. I'm going to go with the Chiefs on this one.
Okay. Chiefs combined to outrush Josh Jacobs by himself. I think this has a lot to do, guys, with if the Raiders are close or within a score, because we all think the Chiefs are going to cover 7.5, but how long does Las Vegas stick around and are they able to run the ball? With that in mind, I'm crossing my fingers that the Raiders will at least keep it within a score for a half or more and keeping Josh Jacobs on the field and trying to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. You guys get the idea. Give me Josh Jacobs outrushing the entire Chiefs team. Bruce, who you got?
Interesting. You know, I'm going to take the Chiefs. I think that Paul broke it down pretty well. Kansas City, when they want to run the football,
yeah,
can be pretty darn convincing. And this is just a question of how it works into the game plan. But I think that if you're giving me an entire offensive backfield against one guy, generally I'm taking the entire offensive backfield. Give me Kansas City.
Okay, so I'm on my own on that one. I'll go first on the Rams-Buccaneers. This is the Monday Night Football game. The Rams have one of the best pass defenses in football, and they're going up against Tom Brady and a bevy of weapons in Tampa. Rams going cross-country, getting 3.5. I will take Tampa Bay to cover that 3.5. I think the Bucs are up to the task here. A few too many weapons for the Rams. Bruce, you're next. Rams plus 3.5 at the Bucs Monday Night Football.
At that damn 3.5 in the NFL, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of the bane of a bettor's existence, isn't it? I like Tampa Bay at home. I mean, here's the thing. The Rams have been steady, and you kind of know what you're going to get with them. They're going to be good defensively.
Yep.
Tampa Bay's been a little in and out, but when they're good, they're really good. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay, figuring that this is a kind of a good coming out game for them in a national TV game. Give me the Bucs at home.
And Buccaneers defense is better than you think, too.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Paul, what do you think? You want to make it a clean sweep? Tampa Bay will cover 3.5 points at home?
Well, I'll probably go in the other way. I listened to Bruce and talk about the Bucs being a little bit up and down. You know, 2 weeks ago they got hammered pretty good, and I think Tom Brady got hit quite a lot, and he's just not the same player if the offensive line isn't holding him up. I think the Rams with Aaron Donald will be chasing Tom Brady all around and put a lot of pressure on him. I'm going to go with the Rams on this one.
Okay.
I think they can
fair enough.
Cover that.
Okay, State Farm goes out on a limb, and we'll take the Rams to cover that 3.5. All right, Bruce, you go first on this one. The latest edition of Farmageddon, K-State, Iowa State. K-State is a 10.5-point road dog. Who you got?
I have covered this game probably 20 times in my life. It is always competitive, and I know the faces and the names change, but Kansas State's got to play this within 11 points. What is it, 11? What is it for our purposes?
I got 11 it, and a I half? Got it at 10 and a half.
10 and a half. 10 and a half. So that kind of tips my hand the way you might be going, but...
I didn't say anything. Don't put words
in my
mouth.
Well, I know, but I mean, that's the road team you're taking a half a point away from. So, okay. No, I think Kansas State. I think Kansas State is within the 10.5.
I'm not doing anything nefarious here. I'm trying to make it sound like I'm ripping you off.
No, I'm not. Well, I'm not.
Okay.
Everyone can make this in any pick they want.
Right, exactly. Okay, Paul, what do you think? K-State plus 10.5 at Iowa State.
Well, I would be rooting for K-State, obviously, but Iowa State seems to have some athletes, and I could see where it could be a close game for a while. But I would go with Iowa State on this one. I think they can win by maybe 2 touchdowns.
Okay, Iowa State to pull away late, according to Paul Brooks of State Farm. These two teams are incapable of playing a game that has that big of a point spread. Lee Sterling talked about it in the first hour. These guys always play each other close, it seems like.
Always.
So I think Chris Klieman and his guys find a way to stay inside the numbers. So I'll take K-State also. So State Farm by itself with Iowa State. Paul goes first here for State Farm. It's Bedlam, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma. This game is being played. Somebody help me out if it matters.
In Norman.
I think it is too, but I didn't want to say. Okay, okay. In Norman, Oklahoma State, a 7.5-point underdog. Paul, you go first. Who you got? OSU plus 7.5 at Oklahoma.
I'm going to go with OU.
Okay.
I just think they got the firepower. I'm going to go with OU that they can cover that 7.5 and win.
Boy, I guess we'll find out how good Oklahoma State's defense really is, won't we?
Yeah.
I don't know what putting 62 on Kansas means, but they did it with, what was it, Tanner Mordecai or whatever his name was for about a half. And OU piled up about 30, 35 points in the second half against KU with a backup quarterback. I assume Spencer Rattler's okay. Give me Oklahoma State. I don't have much. I don't have much feel for or analysis, but I think that the
feeling,
just a gut, that they somehow hang with the Sooners.
You.
So I'll take the Pokes plus the 7.5. Doesn't sound like you
Not
are, Bruce.
Me. No, no. Okay. I'll give you the points. I'm taking Oklahoma.
All right, OU here. I'll go first here. Is this the last one? One, two, three. Yeah, this final one. This is the game of the week in the Big Ten. Two undefeateds separated by 20.5 points, according to Vegas. Ohio State and Indiana. I like Indiana a lot. And so much so that I'm going to take Indiana and those points. Here's another gut feeling. I think this one goes down to the wire. And I'll come on here Monday and admit if I'm wrong, but I think Indiana has something for Ohio State far more than the 20.5 they're getting. So give me the Hoosiers. Bruce?
Ohio State. I like Indiana too, and I don't want to make it sound as if I don't.
You just think that Ohio State is that much better.
I think Ohio State's that much better, and here's what happens a lot of times in games between up-and-comers and really strongly established programs that are used to playing in big games.
Yeah.
There's always a little growing pain that like a team like Indiana invariably is going to feel. And granted, in the shoe, there's not going to be 105,000 people, but there's going to be a lot of focus and a lot of. I think that Indiana not quite ready for prime time yet. Ohio State wins this game in the 23-point range, something
All right.
like that.
Fair logic. All right, Paul, what do you think? You like Ohio State big, or you like the upstart undefeated Indiana Hoosiers?
I kind of had to go with Bruce on this one. I kind of feel the same way that Indiana is maybe a pretender. Just looking online, doing a little homework on them. I haven't really seen them play on TV too much other than some highlights. But it seems like they're either number one or two in the nation as far as starting field position. So they've had a lot of short fields to work with. And I also have this feeling in a big game like this, you know, maybe the pressure gets to them, but I see it, Ohio State going away and winning by covering that spread. So I'm going with Ohio State.
Well,
all right.
I'm either going to whoop your guys as you know what, or I'll be looking up at you guys come Monday or come Tuesday. Man, I am by myself on 1, 2, 3, 4 of these babies. So.
Wow.
Good luck to you all, and certainly good luck to State Farm because they're the sponsors. So if they beat us, then so be it. And have a great weekend and tell everybody hey for us, Paul. We appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
All right. There it goes. Yeah. Paul Brooks from State Farm. You two both took the under. We all took Kansas City to cover. Y'all took Kansas City to outrush Josh Jacobs. You and I took Tampa. You and I took K-State, and you two took Oklahoma and Ohio State.
Yeah, we took Oklahoma and Ohio State.
Yep. So
you got Oklahoma State and Indiana, buddy.
Yes, I do.
You're damn right you do.
And I got...
Good for you.
I got Josh Jacobs, and I don't want to make it sound like I was sandbagging, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire is sick. And I don't know if he's going to play or not, and I don't know how much sickness plays into it, non-COVID, of course, whether a skill position guy is going to play. But he didn't practice yesterday,
Right.
And if he doesn't play, then go Josh Jacobs. And I don't know if they would.
Give me some Le'Veon Bell.
God, crank up Le'Veon Bell. I was going to say, who's their backup?
23 times, baby.
I was going to say, who's their backup? But, oh, God, it's Le'Veon Bell. So, all right, there we go. There's your State Farm picks of the week, and that'll just about do it.
But think about how good Josh Jacobs is. If you are, if you've got Allaire and Le'Veon Bell, mm-hmm. and you would take Josh Jacobs over those two guys combined.
Yeah,
that's something. I mean, and that's not a stretch. No, it's not a stretch by any stretch.
It's not an indictment on those two guys, though. It says probably more about Patrick Mahomes. It's like you got him back there to throw it 40 or 45 times if you want to. It's the old pick your poison thing. And I get what Paul is saying, that, you know, against Buffalo, when they really feel like running the ball, they'll run it right down your throats. But we're looking at playing in a dome in Las Vegas where it's 72 degrees and the conditions are perfect. You going to turn around and hand it off 45 times, or you going to pass 45 times? So we'll see.
Right.
I'm pretty proud of that prop, though, Jacobs versus all the Chiefs. We'll find out how close it actually becomes come Sunday night. All right, there you go. When we come back, we'll find out what happened on this day in sports history. Billy Martin is involved twice. OTD by Superior Rents, your rental equipment headquarters. It's Shane and Bruce and Jad on a Friday. It's 10:41.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.